on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Northern California. Far and wide, here we are. My name is Nigel Skeet, and this is the first California Adventure District radio show. And with me today is my good friend, James Mazzotta.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you,
congratulations. I'm well.
Thank you.
I'm well for it being a Saturday morning early after
early, right?
A hard week. Actually, it's not that early, but...
That's cool.
But it was a long trip. I did a lot of traveling this week, so yeah, I'm pooped, but it was all good travels.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, the day is finally here.
Yeah, how exciting.
Right?
You got your own show.
I know.
Now I can kick you off of mine. No.
No, you'll be calling me more often.
Probably. Probably, yeah, since you are a permanent fixture, it seems to be in Enjoy Magazine nowadays with California Adventure District.
I know, it's kind of funny how that all worked out.
Yeah.
The cool thing about all of this for me is that everything's been very organic.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had to really sell the idea, right?
No. Well, because it's brilliant.
Wanted to do something a little different. Social media is great, but it has such a... very short attention span, right?
Right.
Like when you place an ad on Facebook or Instagram, it has a shelf life of about half a second.
Sure.
So even though we'll be doing that, I kind of figured like a weekly...
It's exhausting. I find social media draining. There's something about it. I don't know if it's just that's the way it's been designed, but it feels like it sucks your life force out of you.
I know, right? So to be honest with you, I got off Facebook, as you may know. I go to my personal...
Yeah, yeah.
Profile and just set up another one just to manage the pages.
Yeah.
And all that. But, so let's get into this. A lot of people are still asking, so what's California Adventure District? You know, what is that? It sounds cool. What's CAD?
Let me do that for you. Hey, Nigel.
Uh-huh.
What's CAD? Sounds really cool.
CAD is...
Can you tell me a little about it?
I sure can. CAD is far northern California. It is what
true
we are, right?
Northern California.
True northern California.
Yeah, let's make that part very clear.
Right.
There seems to be some misunderstanding that people that live in the Bay Area consider themselves northern Californians, and you know, I am not of that belief. I mean,
well,
they're north of L.A., but they're not Northern California. They're Central California. If you truly look at the distance from top to bottom of the state, they're almost smack dab in the middle.
Right. Well, if you was to divide California into threes.
Yep. There are naturally defining lines for that. They just kind of seem to be built in.
And so Bay Area is actually kind of where Northern California would start.
Start, yeah.
And and we would be part of that. And that's the interesting part for me because you know, I spent 24 years in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up here 11 and a half, almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And being in L.A., I can safely speak for 90% of everybody down there that California ends at the San Francisco Sacramento line, right?
Right?
We have no idea that there's still 4.5 more hours of California. And let alone all the stuff we have up here. And I was unaware of it.
Uh-huh.
And so when I did move up here to raise my family, and I was kind of surprised. Like, how come I
didn't know?
Didn't know.
Right.
And then as I started venturing out to some of the other areas, whether it be Mount Shasta or Lassen or Trinity or even to the coast, it just kind of struck me that everybody was kind of in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
In that the rest of California doesn't really know that this place really exists. I mean, they kind of know.
I would even venture to say, unfortunately, there are a lot of actually people that have even lived here most of their life and don't even really know that much about where they live as far as Northern California and what it has to offer.
Right.
I mean, that in my experience with Enjoy Magazine, even myself included. I don't want to be a hypocrite, but like every day and every time we launch a new issue, right? I find something new that I didn't even know existed here myself.
Same here. So when I started venturing out, and I just kind of realized that our region was a little bit behind the eight ball, obviously, because down in Southern California, we don't really know, mm-hmm. right? And that actually translated into our region being, I would say, underserved mm-hmm. from a travel related and tourism related aspect, right?
Right. And political.
And
there's lots of layers to this onion.
Yeah. So, but politics aside, because I didn't want to get into the political piece. I mean, that's another conversation another day.
And that's not CAD.
And that's not CAD.
No.
There's plenty of people
handling that.
Doing that. And that's fine. But the bottom line is that California as a state and California as a brand, right, as a global brand.
Huge.
California is one of the top brands in the world, regardless of what's happening politically.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it doesn't really matter at this stage. People are still coming to California. People still want to come to California, and California still has that
cachet.
That cachet. Mm-hmm. And I venture to say that for our region, the whole COVID situation has been kind of a gift, right?
Yeah.
Because
in some ways, for sure.
You know, notwithstanding, obviously, many businesses have been hurt and people have been hurt. I get that. But in general, we have to be locked down, right? We have to be quarantined in this area. Well, could be worse.
Yeah, I know, right?
Could be a worse area to have to spend your time, right?
Mm-hmm. You could actually be in a mask looking at a concrete and smog, or you could be in a mask looking at beautiful mountains and trees and actually walking.
Or you can go out.
Yeah, right? And looking at snow-covered mountains. And
so anyway, as I ventured out into the various counties, and obviously, you know, the various counties don't necessarily have county lines, so you don't really know when you're, especially when you're starting out. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't know which counties were which. But it did strike me that one of the things that was missing was a unified identity,
mm-hmm.
right? And that if we were able to create some kind of an identity for the region
mm-hmm.
that ties in with California, and obviously the lowest hanging fruit, which is outdoor recreation and mm-hmm. adventure, if we could create an overarching identity that says that, I think we could actually improve our economic development across the region just from a small increase of...
That's all it would be needed.
That's all it would be needed.
Barely move the needle for progress.
That's right. And it's not like you'd have to, from an outdoor recreation standpoint, have to create an industry from scratch because it's all already here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so even many of the pieces of the outdoor recreation industry, I like to say that they... throughout the top 12 counties that we're including in CAD, that the outdoor recreation industry is underdeveloped.
Yeah.
It's not undeveloped.
Yeah.
But it's mm-hmm. underdeveloped. So it's already here, right?
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate because you just said it, but yeah, CAD is defined, what you have defined it as for the organization of the top 12 counties
so just kinda,
in California.
And I'll be honest with you, in the beginning, I just... pick the top 12 counties.
Well, that's, you know, funny thing is you did that independent of us, and that's basically that is what we consider and enjoy Northern California living. So we have adopted the top 12 counties to write about. So it's kind of a thing.
Yeah. It's kind of thing. So for those who don't know, the CAD counties that we've included is are Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino County, Lake County, Trinity County, Siskiyou County, Shasta County, Tehama, Butte, Plumas, Lassen, and Modoc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a nice block. And it wasn't until I ventured out and actually met some of the people
mm-hmm.
in these other counties. And you could tell they were hungry for something. And when we presented this, it was like, yes, let's do this, right? This would be great.
Yep.
So in a minute we'll get to some of the specifics. I want to lay one of the ground rules for the show though, because
you need to because this actually is really important as we talked. Yeah.
So the most famous resident in all of Northern California is Bigfoot. So even though everybody's invited to call in and and give their input. If Bigfoot calls, he actually will take
precedence. He takes precedent. Yeah, precedent. Excuse me. So, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know, Mr. Big.
And if Bigfoot, if Bigfoot is listening, the phone number is 530-605-4567.
And we are also later in the show going to plug some merch from some of the things that, you know, CAD is actively participating in. So yep. We will also throw that number out again, and you can call in and you can pick those merch items up at the store. So,
all right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And 1 of 4 energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickeny chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, James, we made it through this first segment.
Right?
Made it.
So who's your intro music?
10 points if listeners can guess who that is.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. It's the British band.
Okay. I always like your intro music. For me, intro music tells a little bit about you.
Well, you know, a little bit of rock and roll. Never hurt anybody, right?
Well, you're all rock and roll.
You know. If anybody recognized, 10 points if you recognize the band. Give you a hint, it's a British band, started in the 60s and 70s, was massive, and I think it's one of the few bands in the world that sold a couple hundred million albums.
Really?
But not in the United States.
Well, good for them. That's cool.
They
did it their way.
They did it their way, right? They could fill
arenas,
huge arenas in Europe. Uh-huh. They could play 4 or 5 shows a day in arenas in England or across Europe. But here it would be the House of Blues.
Yeah.
So, they're a great band.
Very cool.
So there you go. Okay, so let's
Real quick too. Yes. Give a shout out to the website so people know, because a lot of times what I'm finding now is that people are doing multiple things, right? They could be sitting listening to us, but they also might have their iPad or whatever.
So
and
if
they
you're
might
home,
want to just to like do some looking about what we're talking about.
Yeah, so if you're home or working, you can go to CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com and start checking it out. We're actually expanding the website.
For sure.
The next thing that's coming online will be a regional calendar.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving, don't look at the website right now. Just keep your eyes on the road and listen. Yeah.
The caveat here is that this is an amazing, amazing organization that's in its infancy, and you're at the birthing point here today with us on the radio. I mean, there's so much. You know, I'm looking at all the paperwork here that you've been doing, research, development, and you know, basically years at this point of getting things to where we are today, you know, it's been going for a little while, but this is truly launch pad.
It was a spark, 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the way I like to operate is just it needs to sit in that dream space for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then launch it, see what happens, and then obviously we were ready to launch last year. February, March, and then COVID hit,
June.
And boom, everything came to a stop,
right.
which you know, for a lot of people, obviously. And then towards December, just put the feelers back out there, see if now would be a good time.
Yeah,
and it is.
Yeah,
and but in the meantime, I've actually created some really good relationships. At the end of the day, this all comes down to relationships.
Sure,
right?
Sure. Well, and that's, I think, really where, you know, the behind the scenes work, when we talk about things finally debuting, you know, the amount of work that's gone on behind this before it reaches where it is today. And that's been you, developing and nurturing and, you know, finessing relationships across all these counties. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but you know, each county obviously runs independently. They have their architecture, their structure, and how they operate. And it's different from county to county, right? And every county has some form of taxable income that then is used quite often for tourism. And everybody's in their own little silos. When you were talking about, we possess the land for adventure, and yet, you know, we're all marching, trying to do the same thing. Why wouldn't you do it, you know, at least a good portion of it together,
mm-hmm.
right? To create a standing front that reaches the world in a much bigger way and really brings relationships together and really finds the synergies between what we're all doing here. So, I mean, that's the stuff that you've been working on for years.
Well, yes, and just wanted to test and see if this was actually a viable thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns out the infrastructure is already here. There's also much of the region that doesn't have any infrastructure,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which actually lends to the adventure part of things, right?
Yeah.
And some of the locals here would say, well, we don't want all these people here. But the bottom line is our population density is nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we've carved out as the California Adventure District, 12 counties, is 38,000 square miles. And just that's 38,000 square miles. And just to put you, that's a lot of miles. And just to put that in perspective, in the Bay Area alone, the greater Bay Area has like 4 or 5 million people.
Mm.
right? Something like that. And Los Angeles, something similar, you know, millions and millions of people, San Diego County, same thing. Our entire region that we've carved out as the California Adventure District, so 38,000 square miles, we have 900,000 people.
That's 12 counties.
12 counties.
Yeah.
That's, we have 900,000.
Nothing.
And the bulk of them.
And hooray for that.
It's great. It's great. Yeah. It's room to roam. It literally is room to roam around, you know, and have some fun. So, that being said, it does all come down to relationships, and I would say the corridor between Shasta County and Humboldt is a very important corridor, because we have an airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's growing
amazingly.
Amazingly,
mm-hmm.
Jim Wadley.
Yeah,
good job.
Good job, Jim.
Shasta EDC. Todd.
Yeah.
Tony. Good job.
Good work, guys.
So we have all these flights coming on, right? Mm-hmm. Burbank is now live, and then I think they're working on Denver, and
yeah.
Seattle starts in June.
So we have Seattle, San Francisco, two to L.A., and hopefully one to
That's
Denver.
Right.
I mean, you can go north, south, east, or west.
Right. And Arcata just got Phoenix
for
American Airlines. They got Phoenix, and they have Burbank, and I think L.A. is coming online, and they have San Francisco, and I think they're working back on Denver. So between our regions, we have a lot at stake, because yes, it's great that we have all these flights coming, but now we've got to maintain them, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's my goal. So
yep. You need people to do that.
You need people to do
right that.
You need yes.
And what better way to create revenue for our northern economies by allowing and having people come here and do adventures and create memories and some of the lifelong experiences, only to have them leave.
That's right.
And do it in a clean environmental way.
That's right. But we want them to come and have a good time and then leave and then talk about it.
Right, exactly.
And then bring their family and friends
again,
next time.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, two people visiting turns into four the next year and turns into 12 the next year, right?
Yep.
And that'd be great. And the bottom line is the numbers bear out that A, we need that
desperately.
Desperately, because within California, all of California, our region literally is the worst performing region when it comes to travel related spending.
Unfortunately, you hear that a lot.
I know.
In all sectors.
Yeah. And you know what the bottom line is? It doesn't have to be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. Right.
And so we should
lead the way.
We should be leading the way. And second was the four counties on the coast. So it was a natural fit. It's a natural fit just to get together and do this together. So this is a 10 to 15 year plan. So that's why the infancy here is important.
Mm-hmm.
Want to walk before we run.
Mm-hmm.
And build those relationships. And in the meantime, the relationship between like myself and some of the key people over in Humboldt become amazing. We've got some amazing friends over there, and they have a lot of really good things going on. They're growing, we're growing, and we're all just kind of hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it all started, really. And it seems to be well received at this point. So that being said, I don't know if we have time.
What were you going to say? I was going to structurally, so that people, listeners can hear, and I might be talking out of turn, so correct me, but California Adventure District is, kind of what we would consider the top, the umbrella corporation, right? Am I right? It's kind of the.
Yeah, the whole idea for California Adventure District is to be an umbrella,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be the ones to do it all.
No.
But the branding and the identity is strong enough that it could lift everything else, right?
So then underneath that umbrella would be smaller, kind of, for lack of a better word, I know I used it kind of negatively when it came to counties, but these silos of different aspects to adventure filled with all kinds of people, places, and things.
That's right. So the whole idea, even with the new calendar that we're launching, is mm-hmm. to feature some of the high-level things that are going on that would be attractive to people from out of state,
mm-hmm.
right, or
mm-hmm.
from out of the country.
Yeah.
But then to link those to the individual county calendars. so that they can actually find all the other stuff that's going on.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the whole idea for California Venture District is to elevate our 12 counties,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think the California branding is a really good way to do that.
For right? sure, yeah.
And so the
both inside and out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the marketing for California is national and international.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, let's get into the calendar.
Okay.
Because there's actually a lot of really good things
going on already. Yeah.
Already.
Things are opening back up. Yeah. Sit back, relax. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Nick. I host Poke the Hornet's Nest. 1 week from this Sunday, I'll be on at 8 AM. Hear what's going on in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I just want to let out a big scream. Like, I can't even do it. My voice won't even do it. But
I don't know if anybody actually called in on this. I'm not sure if anybody actually called or emailed guessing the band. If you want a hint, you can, on YouTube, you can look up the first band that played at Wembley in Live Aid.
Oh, wow. That does go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The opening band.
Sure, yeah.
Those were that. So, I think
give the number real quick again, 605-4567. if you want to call in and give us the information on who you think the band is, just to check it out. The other thing is we have some CAD or California Untamed shirts at the Enjoy store, and we'll give away two of those. So if you want to just call in and let us know your name, and you could swing by the store and pick up your size, that would be great.
There you go.
So again, the number is 605-4567. Give us a call this morning.
And we have some cool California Adventure District baseball caps at your...
Yeah, we have all that stuff. So
store now, that's kind of good. So in a minute here, we'll get into the calendar. Before I do, that was another thing that struck me when I first got here, that our area is full of really good events, right? Like lots of events.
Tons.
And some of these events are worthy of more visitors, more visibility, right? Cool April Nights and some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And obviously last year COVID put a kibosh on all the events, but now that we're starting to open back up, there's lots of things coming back online. Give you a hint.
One's Movies in the Park.
Movies in the Park. Tell us about Movies in the Park, James.
Yeah, so we're bringing Movies in the Park back in its original format, which is actually enjoying the outdoor spaces here in Northern California at our community parks, and we're really excited. This year's season, the 2021 season, will kick off June 4th. We will be at the Civic Center lawn all month of June, every Friday. Then we'll be going to Anderson River Park for the month of July. And then the first 2 weeks of August will be at Enterprise Park, which is also known as Kids Kingdom. So you can go to www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com and look at the movie selections that we'll be showing and times, dates. There's Common Sense for Parents as far as ratings for the movies, trailers, those types of things.
Cool.
So,
well, speaking of June 4th, so I have to go to, well, you can go to movie in the park in the evening.
Yeah.
But,
and that's how busy things get around here. There's multiple things in a single day.
Well, especially region wide. So, right. So on June 4th is the grand opening in Humboldt of the Redwood Skywalk. Do you know what the Redwood Skywalk is?
No, but I can imagine. I've heard of other skywalks.
It's almost a quarter mile. It's the longest skywalk in the United States, and you're 100 feet up in the trees, the redwood trees.
So they've created like a skywalk. Bridges from treetop to treetop?
That's right.
Oh.
I don't know about treetop to treetop.
Well, 100 feet up.
Because it's close.
That's pretty high.
It's pretty close.
I know those trees are really big, but if you're 100 feet up, you're... Got to be close.
You're close. But it looks amazing, and I'm going to go out there pretty soon.
That's brilliant. I definitely will do that.
Right. So that opens up. So if you're looking for something to do on the coast there, the Redwood Skywalk.
Is that something, do you know if it's going to be open 7 days a week, or is there like time limit?
Sure.
Check it out.
You can go to redwoodskywalk.com and check it out.
I will do that.
Arcata is doing really well. This year they're having their Arcata Main Street Oyster Festival. Do you like oysters?
I do.
Okay, that's on June 26th.
And I can tell you that that's an awesome thing. So we did a story a couple of years ago on the oyster production there in the bay on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And what's very interesting is that the oysters there are here off of the bay there, is they're untainted in the sense that they're one of the few places that the oysters actually grow and can be shipped as stock for other places in the world, because they do not have disease or transmittable things. I guess that's what I learned. We actually took a tour, my kids and I, for the story. So I went and shot pictures and stuff. And what we got to do is, you can hire a gentleman. His name is Captain Sebastian, and you can take a boat out and you do a tour of the beds. And then at some point at low tide, when you're out there on a boat, you get out with these big rubber boots on, and you actually get to pick a handful of oysters, bring them back to shore, and then go to a facility that's there on Main Street somewhere downtown, and they prepare them in like six or seven different ways for you to try.
Wow.
It's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
So
the oysters, yes, are a big
the
thing
oyster
there.
Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been out there quite a bit, and I must say I actually enjoy the Arcata square, the main square there.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool. It's kind of
cool.
Hopping.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new stores opening up there, some restaurants. Just like Redding, Shasta County, they adapted pretty well, and a lot of the restaurants went outside. Mm-hmm. And I just love going over there.
Such great weather, especially when you're at summertime.
Summertime. Actually, so
their winters are actually really great too. But
so to be honest with you, when it's
but I just like the cool air.
When it's really hot here, uh-huh. like all the time, uh-huh. it's really good. Just work trip to, yeah. to Humboldt.
I know.
Get some rain.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. Love it. It's amazing. And the people are really great.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of rally together as a community also.
Mm-hmm.
Very supportive of each other. But they're opening up. And so going over to the coast, spend some time over there is a great idea. Up in Siskiyou County, there's stuff going on. They're opening it up too. September 18th, they have the Grinduro,
mm-hmm.
which is a
gravel. Great name.
Gravel, right? Gravel grinding. Race going on that's going to be a big thing. You can go to grinduro.com and check that out. That's on September 18th. Up in McLeod, they have the McLeod Mushroom Farmers Market on Memorial Day weekend. That's happening. Wild mushrooms, farmers market, artisan vendors, field guided tours. It's really good to see this stuff coming back online, right?
Yeah. And there's up in that area too, don't they have a big event. I mean, I know obviously this is one of them. I don't know if it's the same thing, but it's a mushroom day up towards Shasta or McLeod, one of those places where you go out and everybody hunts for mushrooms.
Hunts for mushrooms?
Yeah, it's like you actually get to go out and pick wild mushrooms and stuff like that.
We should add that to the sportsman's.
Yeah. That's scary to me. I mean, I love mushrooms, but I would never trust myself to pick the right ones.
So from what I understand, mushrooms, if they're on the ground, you've got to be skeptical. If they're coming out of a tree, they're good to eat.
Oh, is that right? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Consult your doctor before.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I also have to tell my brother about the ground duro because that's something that he's going into.
Well, there's another gravel grinder going on.
Okay.
So also on Memorial Day weekend in Siskiyou County is on a border of Oregon and California. That's a great region, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Art of Survival Century. So they have stuff going on, and there's also a gravel grinder going on, and looks like a great community event. You go to survivalcentury.com.
Okay,
check that out.
I'm writing all these down.
Are you?
Yeah, because my brother's in Cottonwood, he has a motorcycle training camp. And yeah. So he's got hundreds of kids at our ranch.
So on day one, it's on the road, day two, gravel, and day three, explore. So it's actually a three-day event, which is awesome.
Wow, cool. I'll tell him because he'll probably go participate. He likes that stuff.
In 2018, it was apparently voted one of the best bike rides.
Huh.
So get out and go. The other thing that's happening up in Siskiyou is in Etna. I'm really happy to see this one because, you know, I like music.
Mm-hmm.
So the Far North Summer Music Fest is happening finally again. So this looks like a fun thing to do.
And Etna's a little, you know, I mean, it's a ways away in the middle of nowhere, but it's got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, last night at the downtown Reading whistleblowing inauguration, and in the new market center, the new building where everybody's apartments above, mm-hmm. the spaces below are empty right now, but they're working on filling them, and they have those little storefronts that are fictitious, right?
Yep.
And one of them is Whiskey Lake, I think. Etna Brewing, or not Etna, Denny Bar Distillery,
right.
came down and served whiskey and gin and stuff like that for sampling for last night's inauguration of downtown and a little block party.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Etna, and they also own Etna Brewing. And then I think it's this month's magazine or the one that's coming out. I apologize because I can't keep my head straight. But also we have a story on a bakery that just opened in Etna or has been around for a while, and they make absolutely that just picturesque, gorgeous, handmade artisan breads. So you can actually go to Etna and have dinner, go to the Etna Brewing or the Denny Bar, and they have places where you can stay there and then get up in the morning and have some pastry and, I mean, just make a day or a weekend of it.
So that brings up, like, one of the reasons for CAD, for California Adventure District, mm-hmm. right? So Siskiyou County is a perfect example where obviously, we can see it from 100 miles away, Mount Shasta, right? It's
mm-hmm.
the shining beacon, and obviously, it's amazing, and it's just otherworldly for many reasons. But Siskiyou County alone is 6,200 square miles, right? Big.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, people come and they go up to Mount Shasta and then they leave. But what they don't, what many people don't understand is that even Siskiyou County is an example where you could actually spend a week in Siskiyou County exploring the rest of it, right? Whether it be Etna, like you said, or the...
it's just knowing what you can do, right?
That's right.
Like you just don't know, you don't know.
The lava tubes.
Love that stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. So
I've done that for years with all my kids through the schools they went to. I was one of those dads that went on every trip. They probably didn't appreciate it, but I certainly did the time I spent with them. But, yeah, the ecology camps and stuff and going through all those caves and lava tubes and all that stuff around here is amazing.
Yeah. And apparently that's where... Bigfoot's been seen.
Yeah.
On the back end of
rolling a rock on top of the cave, trapping you inside.
That's funny. And actually, even as I'm looking here, Siskiyou County is the largest county of the whole California Adventure District. Okay.
We have to take a
break.
When we
come back, take a break, and then we'll get into Now That You're Here.
Okay.
I think that's a good segment.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
We're back.
Rocking out.
Rocking out. So this is the last segment. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in if you're listening, for sure.
Thank our Chad's great sponsor, Vista Real Estate. Chad, Mandy.
Yeah.
Love them. So thank you for coming on board right out of the gate. That's excellent.
I love those are your big fan people. Those are the ones that you just appreciate.
I love Chad.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. And
Chad and Mandy, I mean,
they just work for you.
You know, I always like it when people become, when they're just friends, just to be friends, when there's no agenda.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, Chad's been one of those.
Awesome.
As of you, James. So thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
It's mutual.
Before we move on, there's a few more events I want to mention. So,
yeah.
Because California Adventure District, one of the things that we're doing is starting to put on some events. The big picture for California Adventure District for the 12 counties is for the first couple of years is to collectively just take stock of what we got,
mm-hmm.
right? So collectively within the 12 counties is just take stock of what we got and promote what's already here. You know, so whether it be, you know, together we have 6 national forests and we have 320 miles of coastline and we have, you know, thousands of lakes and millions of this and millions of that.
Yeah.
And so, so California Adventure District is starting out with some of its own small events,
yep.
and the idea to grow it. But one of them, obviously, is Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be doing, in September, October, we're going to start our first camping with Bigfoot. I'm going to have some guided camping trips, I think up through just north of Willow Creek between Humboldt and Siskiyou.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually working on the release forms in case you're... Snatched and taken away.
Yes. Well, so we do have a rule, right? So if you get attacked by a bear, you have to help the other person get attacked. But if somebody gets attacked by Bigfoot, you have to take pictures. And
you
have to document it. So that's
part. Those work. I get
so,
it.
So you'll be able to go to CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com and look up the camping with Bigfoot. I think it's going to be fun. And it's kind of funny how many Bigfoot is the number one thing on a website.
Well, for sure.
Right. And we get.
I mean, we had this conversation just the other night. Bigfoot is probably one of the biggest and longest running celebrities in the world, right? Along with old Nessie and Chupacabra and, you know, all those. There's a handful of them that are still working.
That's right. I think Bigfoot was here before we got here, and he'll be here after we leave. The other one is California Off the Grid. So we're going to be organizing some.
This is going to be great.
We're going to do survival expeditions.
Mm-hmm. And the marketing materials and stuff are brilliant. They're so cool.
Heather did great.
Mm-hmm.
So California Off the Grid survival expedition. We have a professional survivalist named Britt Ahart.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the History Channel's Alone, 2 seasons. And he's going to be coming and he's going to bring it's going to be open pretty soon. We'll open it up to 4 people to go with him and see if you can survive basically in the Klamath Forest. It'll be somewhere between Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just drop them off for 4 days. And
and all you get is a loincloth and a lint. Or flint.
Yeah.
I'm not lint. Sorry, flint.
And a pocket knife.
Right.
And,
no.
And off you go. And then lastly, one of the things that we're working on for next year is the California Grinder. So we want to do a gravel grinder, like a bike race
mm-hmm.
from the coast to Redding.
Yes.
That'll be fun. right?
That's going to be wicked, cool. too.
So one of the things that you are working on, and I love your branding, too.
Thank you.
Is now that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who live here and you have people coming to visit and you don't know what to do with them,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you can only go to the Sundial Bridge so many times. And the Sundial yep. Bridge, obviously, is
you know,
in Reading. It's iconic. You got to go do it.
Yeah.
But then after that, if you don't know what to do, right,
mm-hmm.
we do have a couple of staples that are pretty epic, I would say.
Yeah, and the whole now that you're here branding is something that, you know, just basically was serendipitous. It was kind of birthed out of literally at our store, you know. We
right.
get a lot of people that are coming here, traveling through, whatever, and they're like, oh, gosh, it's beautiful. And, yeah, like you said, we've been to Turtle Bay. We've been to Sing, you know. Now that we're here, what do we do?
Right.
And so, you know, we've talked about a piece like that, and so far it hasn't happened, but it's great for us as an entity, for you. You know, I mean, obviously we work so close now that it's kind of, you know, we just give each other things that are needed, that
right.
work best in each person's wheelhouse. So, you know.
So if you do have some family and friends in town and you want to get them out of your house and you don't
exactly.
know what to do and they've seen the Sun Dog
now
Bridge
that
three,
here.
Four times. Right. So let's make a couple of suggestions that we just take for granted. I think number one is the Shasta Lake Caverns.
Yep.
Right?
Brilliant.
Like you
everybody loves the cavern.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously have to be able to have a little bit of stamina to walk, but
yeah.
but for the most part...
Well, even if you just go for the boat ride across the
I've
water.
Been there at least 100 times.
Right.
Anybody that comes and visits, I either send there or right. take them there myself. I love it enough that I can go over and over again. I just
right.
think it's magnificent.
So That's a must do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Bernie Falls, you can send your relatives off to
awesome.
A nice car ride
mm-hmm.
off to Bernie Falls. You got to see it. You got to do it. Right?
Yep. And if you can walk that too, that's brilliant. And there's great little hamburger shacks and things like that in Bernie that are, you know, you can get that old, kind of old fashioned burger with cone.
Yeah.
So there's good places there.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Lassen.
Right. Another very underutilized space.
Right.
One of the most beautiful national parks, I think, in the country, and totally underutilized.
Yeah.
I've seen some things there that are mind-blowing.
It's a beautiful area. Easy to get to, 45 minutes out of Reading.
And there's a lot to do there. Not just, you know, I mean, there's obviously you can walk the summit or whatever. There's Bumpus Hell with all the sulfur pits.
Right.
But if you go on the east side, there's Cinder Cone and there's lakes. And, I mean, there's right. all kinds of stuff to do there.
So I remember last time, last year when we were up there and people were skiing and just took a little impromptu poll of where asking people where they were from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And everybody... that was either from the Bay Area or they were from somewhere else, and they would say, yeah, this is like their secret spot to come
yeah.
and get away for the weekend. That's great. Two more minutes. Okay. if you want a little road trip, Willow Creek.
It's so cute.
You got to go out to Willow Creek.
It's a beautiful little teeny tiny community.
Right.
In the valley, like what do they call that, a hollow?
I'm not quite sure if they're doing it this year, but Bigfoot Days,
mm-hmm.
they have that there,
yep.
which is a massive community gathering.
Sure.
And people
yeah.
come from all over the
yeah.
from all over the North State.
Yeah.
So that's it. So I do invite you. We are actually building a great calendar,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be working together with James, and we're really going to start promoting the area. So if you actually have events that you are putting on, come to CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com. You'd be able to – now you can go and submit your event, and we want to feature it. So ideally outdoor recreation events, things that are outdoors.
Yep.
And I think even the Civic's coming back online. They have a couple of concerts lined up,
yep.
which is great.
Yep, finally. Yep, yep. They just had the Sportsman's Expo
yep.
a few weeks ago.
So this is going to be great. So, well, James.
You did it.
We did the first one.
You survived.
The first one. Now we're going to do
and
it again
very,
next
It's very
next
natural
week.
For you.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We're going to see how this goes. And we are going to be inviting guests on from
sure.
All over the 12 counties.
Yep. And hopefully, I'm trying to encourage him to get his laptop and see if Linda and Carl can get us into the chat room. Because
that's right.
A lot of people like to just type in questions while we're on air.
And I do want to end with that. Like, you know, thank you, Carl and Linda.
Yes.
You guys are
they're
salty
awesome
earth
too.
People.
Right.
And thank you for making this available.
Yeah. Thank you, North State, for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.
See you next week.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.